From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Many people traveling by air are trying to get an early start today, including Randy Itkowitz, who was catching a flight from New York and found LaGuardia Airport surprisingly empty early this morning.
I wasn't sure. I was hoping it would be like this, but I wasn't sure. So I'm thrilled.
For some travelers, though, who've been stranded by severe weather in Europe, getting home for the holidays is looking like an impossible dream. Richard and Kathy Broughton were sent from London to Brussels in a failed effort to get them a flight to Washington, D.C. today.
Our kids are over there. All the rest of the family are there.
Yeah.
But not this,
but not us this time.
So, anyway.
Oh, well.
Merry Christmas.
The Christmas that wasn't.
The airport in Brussels has been shut down by icy weather. Heading into the security line at U.S. airports with a thermos or travel mug may get you stopped by the Transportation Security Administration. A statement from the TSA today says terrorist tactics include concealing explosives inside insulated beverage containers. It's not clear what prompted the warning, but the TSA says no specific threats have been reported. Police in India are searching for four men believed to be planning a terrorist attack on the country's financial capital, Mumbai. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the men are thought to be part of the same militant group that killed at least 166 people in Mumbai 2 years ago.
Mumbai's police commissioner told reporters that the suspects recently arrived in the city and were believed to be members of Lashkar-e-Taiba, a militant organization based in Pakistan. Indian authorities blame the group for the 2008 assault in which a team of gunmen attacked luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and other targets. Lashkar-e-Taiba disputes India's right to the state of Jammu and Kashmir, which is claimed by both India and Pakistan. The group is officially outlawed in Pakistan, but India says it receives covert support from members of Pakistan's military and intelligence services. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Big companies, including Kraft and Pepsi and some of the largest U.S. banks, have benefited from licenses to sell certain items to Iran and other countries considered terrorist sponsors. The New York Times is reporting the Treasury Department approved nearly 10,000 special licenses to American companies over the past decade. Most of them were granted under a law allowing trade in humanitarian goods, opening the market for products from Louisiana hot sauce to cigarettes. The Times story doesn't imply illegal activity by the Treasury, but suggests many of the deals undermine the moral and diplomatic authority of the U.S. as a leader on tough sanctions against countries like Iran. No trading today on Wall Street. Markets are closed for the Christmas holiday. Chinese markets led global stocks mostly lower today, though Britain's FTSE saw a small gain. This is NPR News. Toyota has agreed to pay $10 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of a California state trooper who died when the Lexus he was driving accelerated out of control. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports the case helped spark the recall of more than 6.5 million Toyota-made vehicles.
The Lexus was a loaner car from a San Diego dealership. In August of 2009, California Highway Patrol officer Mark Saylor was driving it while on a family outing with his wife, their 13-year-old daughter, and his brother-in-law. In a 911 call, Saylor's brother-in-law told the dispatcher that the car's accelerator was stuck and the brakes didn't work. The Lexus was going 120 miles per hour when it hit another vehicle, flew through the air, and burst into flames. Investigators said the accelerator had been stuck on a floor mat designed for a larger vehicle. Other causes could not be explored due to catastrophic damage to the car. Another customer also said that he borrowed the same car and complained to the dealership that the accelerator got stuck. The plaintiff's attorney said they are also suing the dealership and will be seeking more than the $10 million in the Toyota settlement. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The U.S. delivered a handy gift to France today, a supply of de-icing fluid so planes can get off the ground. Authorities at France's main airport have had to scale back the number of takeoffs after a shortage of the fluid because of a strike at the big French factory, which makes the main chemical compound for it. Charles de Gaulle Airport is also dealing with large amounts of snow piled up on a roof of a major terminal, creating a potential safety hazard. Reports say passengers have been asked to leave a section of that terminal. I'm Renita Jablonski. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.